So with this week's episode, what are you doing?
Getting candy.
Well, take the whole fucking bowl.
Yeah, we don't need ginger anymore.
Fuck.
Take black fuck thing.
Stop throwing shit at me.
Do whatever I want.
With this, no, I gotta pick those up later. So.
I don't know. You won't be able to reach that below.
With this week's episode, fuck you. No, we're done.
Sounds good.
You're listening to IGP, Infection Gaming Podcast.
Hello, ladies and sirs, and this is IGP episode number 5. It is Monday, March the 12th, 2012. I'm your host, Carlos Cordero. With me today, as he is every Monday, Mr. Stephen Orsi. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Just great?
Just great.
That's it?
Yeah, just great. That's all I gotta say. Just great.
Also with us, Mr. Connor Bergman.
Hello, hello.
What's up, Connor?
Fuck all.
What the fuck is this?
I'm swearing.
Probably another ball sack.
It looks like the flower from Mario.
Bart's head.
Anyways, not a big week in any situation. News, releases, not much happened. I think the world is just getting over the hangover that was Mass Effect 3. A lot of people probably called in sick.
Like, just didn't show off.
They just were like, fuck it, we can't release anything for a while. But yeah. We'll go through the list anyways and see what we got for new releases.
New video game releases of the week.
Number 1. Silent Hill Downpour. It's the newest game in the Silent Hill franchise. It's obviously going to be survival horror, blah blah blah. We'll talk about it later on. But that'll be our main featured game of the night, so we're just going to skip it and go right on to the other games that are coming out this week. Steve-o?
Journey.
The fucking Journey.
Yeah, PS3.
Like the band?
Yeah, PS3, the Journey, the band. No.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say it's a Journey in third person. That's all I got to say.
That's it?
No.
It looks awesome from what I've seen.
Well, yeah, technically it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's weird because, like, you're a player, you're a hooded figure, and if you play online, you walk towards a sand dune, right?
Okay.
A giant mountain thing with a light.
And then you just keep walking, and if there's people online, you don't know their age, their gender, anything. And
you don't even see the game tag.
Yeah, you can just talk to them.
No.
No
text. It's just you have a button that you can't make noises with, and that's all.
I heard you can text people.
Like fucking Chewbacca? Like,
yeah.
And shit like that?
Wanna fuck?
Oh, shit. I'm gonna download this game right now. That's it?
Yeah.
Just fucking go into a sand dune?
Yeah. And how is that
a game?
Well, it doesn't all take place in the desert.
That's all I know, really.
It's
that's
different.
It looks interesting.
I'm not buying
PlayStation
it.
Exclusive?
Yeah.
Journey.
Just on OSN?
OSN? Is it SEN?
Online,
Sony Entertainment Network?
Same thing. Alright, what else comes out this week, Connor?
FIFA Street 2012. It's a soccer game that takes place in the streets.
Yeah, instead of the fields.
Yeah. There's not much more to say about that.
Taking it to the streets, dog.
There's tons of things today. It's the first game in almost 4 years.
Yeah.
It's a reboot of the series because in the original series they were more cartoony. The new series they're going back to what they look like.
For sure.
Realistically, yeah. It's going to be authentic, which I was happy about.
Yeah, and
I like
2,000 all-star players that are in the game.
I think I'm going to buy it. I like soccer.
The FIFA games are generally the best.
Streets, like NBA Jam. Like I love. Like I don't like playing like
the
good. Yeah. I like to play the fucking. Fucking the shitty ones.
I like playing the Mario sports games. Those are the shit.
Man.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking
sport.
Mario Tennis.
Speaking of Mario, I thought Mario Party came out last week.
Sunday.
But the sites are saying it comes out this week.
It comes out on Sundays.
So.
Came out March 11th.
Alright. Because I had customers come in Friday looking for it.
No, it comes out Sunday.
And I was like, I thought it came out today, but we didn't get it.
No, it came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Alright. Whatever. Fuck Mario. No, I would. If I had a Wii, I would buy Mario Party 9. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, more games that are coming out next week. Or this week, I should say. One of them is Yakuza Dead Souls, which is the newest Yakuza game. Can't remember, is it the sixth Yakuza game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the sixth one in the series, and it's just like all the rest of the Yakuza games, except for this one revolves around zombies. The game takes place in the city of Kumurocho?
Sounds pretty right.
Yeah, close enough. And yeah, the residents have become zombies, and you gotta go around killing them and also doing Yakuza shit.
And contain the outbreak, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, what else comes out this week?
Oh, nothing else. I'm just kidding. Tales of Graces F.
Oh, man.
It is an enhanced port of Tales of Graces. That was for the Wii, but this is for a PS Triple. Yeah.
Okay, what's
Tales letter of Graces? Letter F stands for future.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And includes additional epilogue, takes place 6 months after the original events of the first Tales of Graces. You get new characters and 10 more hours.
What kind of game is it?
RPG.
RPG.
Gotcha.
RPG!
Action-adventure RPG. Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm Generations. It's a fighting game that involves the Naruto characters.
Naruto!
Apparently, I've heard quite a people who are into these games are say it's quite good, but I'm not.
I heard they just call it 1,000 gamer score for free.
That's what I
think that saw the video game, to be honest. But whatever.
You are true for walking in that game, don't you?
Yeah. You do. You take like 3 steps, you get an achievement.
Welcome to the horrors. I'm like,
want to play a game? I want to play a game that doesn't suck.
Not going to happen.
All right. Another game that's coming out is Warp. Yeah, this little... It's Xbox Live /...
SOR it already game. Came out on Xbox Live.
Did it?
Came out in summer of, what I know, that some fun house or whatever they call house party they call it now. And it was the first game to release in the house party. And then the new one's coming out. This one's now, yeah.
All right. But it comes out, and you're this little alien, and you're getting experimented on and shit. And it's kind of like a puzzle platformer-ish type game where you just got to go from like point A to B and escape, and you can attack people. And it looked really cool. Like, there's one scene where he, like, goes into this scientist's body and blows it up, and it's really graphic. It's not, like, a kid-friendly game.
You can decoys and go across.
Yeah, there's all these different things you can do, and it's pretty cool for just a, like, a indie game.
Yeah,
I thought for sure, for sure. All right, next we got All Zombies Must Die.
Yeah! Fucking looks awesome.
Yeah, an arcade game, yeah. It's a downloadable game for up to 4 players. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4 friends. I know you guys don't.
I'm guessing you have to kill zombies. Yeah.
The game centers around a zombie outbreak in the fictional town of Dead Hill. It's a shooter with RPG elements. You can, like, upgrade your guns and take certain side quests, whatever you want.
It looked really cool.
Yeah, which is good. And there's item creations and all that.
Okay.
And then, like you said, it kind of reminds of, I guess, kind of, sort of like Dead Nation for the PSN. Kind of like that. And old school.
Zombies Ain't My Neighbors. Yeah, it's like Zombies Ate My Neighbors Dead Rising, because you can create your own weapons and stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, it's more the cartoony style and top view of Zombies Ate My Neighbors, which was an amazing game for the Super Nintendo. Oh, so good.
You had on the Virtual Console and a hard copy.
Nice. Yeah.
Another game coming out is Birds of Steel. It seems like
Balls
it's...
No, it's actually a game of where, like, you're a metal falcon eagle.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
It's a plane fighting simulator, I guess.
Nice. Yeah. It's just flying around.
Air scrimmages, fighting other planes.
Yeah.
Flying planes and taking names.
Yeah. Crimson Skies.
Wasn't as good as Gar, no. What's that game
Top
called?
Gun?
Yeah. Top Gun Hardlock.
Yeah, I didn't follow that up.
Yeah, so you can't...
All right.
Yeah.
Another game coming out is Barbarian the Death Sword, which is a shitty fighting game. And that's basically it. It looks like a crappy version of a fighting game, i.e. like Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter or something like that. Just with terrible graphics. I'm pretty sure it's just for like iOS and Mac and stuff like that. But yeah, it looks like ass.
It's got the best PS3 graphics I've ever seen. What else we have today? Oh, we have Ridge Racer. It's released for the Vita this week.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's a video game developed by, Celsius or something they call it, I think. And Namco Bandai. It's a Ridge Racing game, traditional, you know, drift racing, blah, 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 single player crap. Yeah. Supposedly got bad reviews and everything.
Yeah.
People are giving it like 3s and stuff.
Oh, that's terrible.
So bad.
Haters gonna hate.
Another game is Defenders of Arcadia.
So tower defense.
Yeah. Nothing more to say.
It's tower defense.
It's I like tower defense games.
So. Oh yeah.
Started playing them on PC. They were just shitty little flash games, but this one is like a full blown, intensely graphic looking tower defense game. It looks badass. Yeah. It's definitely next gen tower defense, if you will. Any other games coming out, or is that basically
Reality Fighters?
Oh, the game that you're gonna buy.
Yeah, right. It looks so shitty. Oh man, that was disgusting. Reality Fighters is an augmented reality fighting game in which you capture yourself with a Vita camera, okay. And you can upload it and duke out with other fighters around the world.
Doesn't Top Gun actually come out this week because they pushed it back? Yeah.
Whoa! It's because they're like, we gotta release the Birds of Steel.
Yeah. We gotta compete.
Compete with Mass Effect.
So I want you to spit candy.
Whatever you do.
So, gaming news.
So, is that basically it?
Yeah.
There's one other game that came out. It's called, like, Shoot Robots or Mini Robots. And it was like...
Kill Mini Robots.
Yeah, and it's like a game
like that.
Kill robots.
And then punch mini bullets.
Yeah, you can punch bullets and shit.
Yeah.
All in all, though, with the exception of Silent Hill and Journey, it's just shitty games are us this week, isn't it?
Well, Yakuza's a big thing in Japan.
In Japan.
Yeah. Well, it sells pretty good here. Well, they have five of Yakuza.
Canada! Okay. Yeah.
Nothing sells good in Canada. Yeah.
But yeah, like, even so, but yeah, really? And even Journey, fuck,
I don't want
whatever, to... right? It's a fucking PSN game. So really, without Silent Hill, terrible week for games. Compared to the smorgasbord of games we had last week.
Well, it's just stuff that we're not interested in. I mean...
True, but... There's even Silent Hill could be considered not a AAA title. So there's nothing big this week really to get excited about.
I guess that's kind of good.
Yeah, I know, but right.
They can't be AAA titles all the time.
As there can, okay? They fucking, there's how many have we picked for this year and they don't come out till later? Anyways, that's the games through the week. Hopefully the news will be a little better.
Nope.
Yeah, well.
News, rumors, and other shit.
Alright, gaming news time, and guess what? It's not that much better. Well, it depends how you look at it. There's not a whole lot of it, but what we do have is pretty interesting. So, Steve, you want to start us off with the story? Rumor news, something like that?
I don't like rumors. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I guess I'll talk about the Valve box not being developed yet, they say.
Yeah, we're talking
they're
about
not making any
weeks ago
Valve. Anytime soon, yeah.
Valve console.
Marketing man Doug Lombardi said, tell us. That's what I heard. That's what he said. So, you know.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
I say it's a long way off, they were saying, But it's also, it doesn't mean anything, though, right?
He says it's a long way off, so that doesn't mean they're not making it.
And he says, it denies that Valve, what does it say? It's a long way off, and it outright denies that Valve could get into the console market.
They are worth $3 billion, though.
Why would you just... Now we gotta talk about that too, or we can all wrap it up over
there.
Tie
it all in.
Go, Valve. Right,
and the next one is Gabe, it's worth 1.5. Yeah, who's 50% of Valve. So they reckon saying that Valve is worth $3 billion, which is pretty good.
That's a lot of money for a company to have.
Yeah, do Steam and they have discount games all the time, and they're still making money.
Yeah.
Just shows that you can have good AAAs and normal indies and all that games and still make a ton of money.
Yeah, so Valve is rich. That's the
big surprise.
You know how rich they are? Not rich enough to fucking make a Half-Life episode 2-3 yet.
Just number 3. It's never come out.
It is. I have faith.
All right, another story in Capcom news. One of our favorite companies.
Capcom
says that over 50% of their revenue will be coming from digital sales by 2017. So here's the exact quote. I'd like to say that within 5 years, certainly well north of 50% of our revenue will be coming from digital, and significantly higher than that of our operating profit will come from digital within the next few years. So yeah, the main guy, Christian Svensson?
Yeah.
Christian Svensson over here, he's the senior vice president of Capcom Entertainment, and he's saying that, within the next couple of years... All of their games are going to be digital download, and by 2017, over half of their money
will
be for digital download.
Well, it doesn't say all the games will be digital download.
Yeah, it does.
Where?
I read the article. Okay. Go fuck yourself. And that just confirms what I've been saying, that digital download is the way it's going.
Oh, yeah.
And it's coming. Every single game will be digital download. Very, very soon.
Another piece of news is that Blizzard says Diablo 3 won't launch with PvP in it. Just, they said they're going to patch it in later. I don't understand why.
Blizzard's, I do, because Blizzard's fucking failing these days, okay? Well,
Blizzard's mentality has always been, it's done when it's done.
Exactly, that's what I want to talk about. Blizzard, as you said, from day one, has always said, we'll release it when it's ready, or it's done when it's done. We don't release shit till it's done. So why are they releasing Diablo 3 without a core piece of the game, which is all the PvP, arenas, and environments, when the game isn't done yet? That goes against everything that they've done from this point up to, just like they've been fucking catering to casuals lately. Yeah. And they're giving, you get a free level 80 if you come back to playing World of Warcraft. That's like, they're so getting stupid. So casual and going back on the way they have been. And it's getting out of hand. And this, when I saw that article saying that there's not going to be PvP and they're just going to release it later, ugh, I do not understand what's going on over there.
And the fact that they're just making it so much more simple, the UI, just how everything works.
This will be one of the key things on the road.
Every podcast I tell you guys that.
What?
They're getting more casual. They're getting more casual. From when I first started playing Warcraft to now, it's retardedly how casual it's
going. Oh, yeah.
That's why I quit for every 3 years and come back.
This is another stepping stone on the fucking path of disappointment from
now
Blizzard.
Now, Mr. Pandera, it's, you automatically hit level 90 and we give you all these free epics.
There you go.
Here, have a pen and go fuck yourself.
More gaming news is SimCity has been announced. It's being developed by Maxis, which is the company that has made all of the SimCity games. They announced it at GDC, and it looks amazing. The graphics.
What's GDC?
Game Developers Conference.
There you go. People don't know.
The GDC is the Game Developers Conference. It's a conference every year where companies get to showcase their newest tech and stuff like that. It's not so much for the games as it is an internal. Like, it's not so much a games conference E3 and stuff is.
It's meant for the developers.
That's why it's the Game Developers Conference. But yeah, so they still do announce some games and stuff like that, and one of the ones they announced is SimCity, which looks amazing. Yeah, it's been 10 years.
Super Nintendo was the first one? We're playing it on
only flat
games. It was one of the first games I ever played on a computer, like way back in the day. I remember back grade 4, like on the little Macs at school and stuff at Pinecrest, like playing SimCity.
The first game I ever played on a computer was Apple II, and it was a text RPG, it was the worst. Turn left, you die. I'm like, wait, I die everywhere I go.
And like Oregon Trail, right? And fucking, what was that? Cross Country.
Yeah, there was like Super Munchies where you're like a little munch.
Yeah, but SimCity 1 was also one of them. But yeah, so it's cool to see an actual sequel again developed finally 10 years later. All right, what else we got?
Another piece of news is Peter Molyneux is leaving Livehead at Microsoft to form 22 Cans.
I don't give a fuck about that. I'm just stoked that he's leaving Lionhead Studios.
Exactly.
Because they've created some... one of my favorite franchises ever, which is Fable, but the last few games have been pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Compared to the first one.
Truth story. I didn't
find any of them fantastic.
I love the first one.
So it'd be nice to see them go back to... I just hate Peter Molyneux. Every time I see him in a video or an interview, I'm like, this guy's a bitch.
Yeah, because you make promises he never lives up to.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm Peter Molyneux, No.
You think about that, and then I think it was last week we talked about how two or three of the head guys who worked on the original Fable also left.
Director. Yeah. I wonder if they're all in his studio.
They left to join 22 Cans.
They all did, four of them?
All these guys are leaving to go over there.
So now all the Fables are going to be worse because they won't have any money?
No.
Or hopefully.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to outsource it to 343 and they'll do it.
Or they'll be bringing
in a new game, Fable. And you'll be like, what? Master Chief will be having a sword, be hacking and slashing.
Crossover.
Hey, they've already done that crossover with the collector's edition of Fable 2. You got special suit of armor though, like Master Chief's.
Oh, my Atlanta. Alright, the more news is Mass Effect 3, which came out last week, DLC is apparently on the disc that gets shipped with the game, which is crazy because they're charging you for the DLC, yet it's already on the disc.
That's how it mostly is.
Lots of companies have done this, like Capcom has gotten huge flack for almost every game they release for having this, especially in their Street Fighter series.
The newest game, Cross Tekken, it has 12 characters that DLC right now, but you can bypass it and unlock them.
Exactly. So Capcom gets it a lot, but this is the first time that it's happened in a Mass Effect game, just because Mass Effect 2 came out so long ago. Like I said, it's more prominent the last couple of years.
Yeah. But well, Mass Effect 2 had Zaid and Kasumi on the disc for, like, right?
Yeah.
So. But yeah, it's getting... People are outraged that the From Ashes DLC character, the Prothean, is available already on the disc. And if you just change two lines of code in the PC version of the game, you can unlock them for free and not have to pay for the DLC.
But you don't do the mission or you get the gun.
You but just you get the character that you don't have to pay for just by changing a couple lines of code.
You just delete, like, four numbers, I think it is. I watched a video on how to do it. It's ridiculous.
So pretty crazy.
Well, you know, like... I bought the Collector's Edition, right? And I got it for free, right? It doesn't bother me because I didn't buy the Collector's Edition for sure, right?
I bought the standard. I knew I'd have to... I knew I probably wouldn't get one, and so I bought a card, and I mean, I have no problem. It's to encourage day one buys and shit like that.
Well, you know what they say, like, well, who want, like, it depends on the person, but, like, some people, like... When a game comes out 4 months and you forget about it, do you really want to play DLC? A lot of people don't, right? They're like, no, I don't feel like getting that. So if you release it sooner rather than later, a lot of people are still hyped on the game.
I think
so they'll end up buying it, right?
I think people are just pissed because, oh, it took away development time and they're cutting content from the core game, which all I have to say is you can play the entire game without that DLC and not have it affect it at all.
It just adds one more character that... They didn't have, which was retarded, because they have six, I think. Was it six?
Yeah.
It was it
five.
Like only,
and there's
I don't count
characters.
Edie.
No.
Fuck that. Who uses Edie?
I used her all the time.
She sucked. I didn't like
I
her.
I used everyone.
I used her when I
used her for the one mandatory mission.
I used everyone regularly. And I
hated her. I hated that. I mean, it's, oh, I have a body now.
Sexy.
Spoiler alerts.
But
yeah.
Any other news, Steve-O?
No.
Yes, there is.
There's tons of news. Whoa, we said Steve-O. This guy's always trying to cut me off, eh? Let's cut him. Let's kill him. Alright, new one is rumor that Xbox is dropping their disc drives. That's what I heard.
I don't see that happening.
Neither do I, but you never know.
That's why it's a rumor.
Yeah. And they're replacing the disc drive of the console, supposedly, with some sort of interchangeable solid-state card storage.
So we're going back to cartridges.
Well, which is funny, right?
Yeah.
But also, they were saying that it's still going to be able to play Blu-rays.
What?
It's supporting Blu-rays, yeah.
Then it would have to have a disc.
Yeah.
That's what I said, right? That's what that's said. But, you know, but also, like, it's just a rumor. Like, the rumor that it might support discs or discs still.
Yeah.
It's going to have a solid-state drive.
It's going to have Blu-ray.
Yeah, you never know.
I was thinking about it because... At first, I was like, yeah, they should just all be direct to download. But even if something is direct to download, you can already do that now. You don't need to get rid of a disk drive to have it direct to download. You can have both just as easily.
Yeah.
Right? And by getting rid of a disk drive, that means you can't play DVDs or
Well, you know what they do that? It saves development costs. And you know how much parts are in optical discs, right?
Yeah.
The laser, that costs more money. It'll probably save them money,
but
they're
not
cheap.
It also cuts out a portion of the audience, because not everyone has high enough internet rate to download.
Well, number one, who buys Xbox? North America?
Yeah.
So,
but,
yeah.
It's also pretty big in Europe, I mean.
Europe has internet, though.
Not as good as ours. Theirs is shitty.
Well, no, they just have caps on everything.
So, I mean...
Isn't it Europe? Was it England that has a 20 gigabyte cap?
Yeah, there's some...
And when the Star Wars came out, no one could download it because was their month cap or whatever?
I mean, if you think about it, how big is an average game? Like, it can be up to 20 gigs.
Well,
it's
true.
So, that cuts out a
large
audience.
That's a pretty big game.
Well, that's how big a sound...
Xbox discs only hold, like, 12 gigs.
Yeah.
But how many games are two discs these days? Not that many.
It's only seven.
Well, yeah, that's how many most of them are, right? So, yeah, there's no game. 20 gigs, that's like computer and PlayStation stuff.
Well, Is that, well, no,
or else they would be, how many dual disc games have you bought?
Well,
under 10, right?
Final
out of the
Fantasy,
hundreds?
But I never bought...
Yeah,
there's
Final Fantasy, Mass Effect.
Two, Mass Effect
3.
But they're also, it's only two discs, right? So that technically, that's probably, I'd say, less than 14, because you've got to add... so I'd say... Probably 12.
Yeah, but that's
less.
Out of the thousands of games, it's only a handful.
I just think.
So most games are under 10 gigs.
Yeah, easily, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, under 7 because it's one disc on.
Yeah. But yeah.
I don't know, rumors. But
this is also next gen, so you have to consider how big.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll hear something at E3. I know all the Microsoft and Sony are both denying that.
I say
blah blah blah.
They always deny it until
Microsoft.
They
I'm saying they're going to announce it this year.
I think they both will.
Yeah, I speculate 2013 releases.
Yeah,
that's what everyone's speculating right now. Everyone wants. Yeah,
that guarantee they'll announce or show something at E3 this year.
Well, the Wii U's coming out, which is technically I don't call that a new. It's just what they should have released. They should have made a Wii, and then 2 years later they should have made a Wii U.
Oh, Wii U.
This should have came out 3 years ago. Michael Packer said it best.
Yeah.
Wii U is arriving late to the party.
Packer's a douchebag.
Yeah.
A rich douchebag.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Any other news before we?
There's time still.
Dead or Alive 5 dated for September.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's all you want to talk about.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're like, Dead or Alive 5.
Dead or Alive 5 was the best game ever. Especially if it's on beach volleyball.
Oh, beach volleyball is so good. I love DOAX.
It's because you're a creepy fuck, though.
DOA 5 will be coming out sometime this September. They haven't given an official date. More than likely, it'll be for Xbox 360 and PS3. Possibly Wii U. You never know these days.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Dead or Alive series. It's one of my... it is my favorite fighting game.
That's just because you're a creeper.
Hey, haters gonna hate.
Jiggle
fingers. Yeah, creepy fuck.
Haters gonna hate.
It's not a hate, it's called creep. Yeah. And you wonder why you live in your mom's basement. Do the creep, huh?
Give me some Pepsi.
It is Pepsi time!
Now I can't edit it out because it's got her plug.
Well, you can still do another plug in during that half of it.
There we go.
You creepy fuck? Want some Pepsi?
No, I'm good. I still have most of it over there.
There's no such thing as having too much Pepsi.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
But yeah, slow week of gaming news to go with our slow week of game releases.
I still have one more that we can talk about.
Do it, sir.
Mojang, Bethesda.
Oh, yeah.
Settle the Scrolls lawsuit finally.
Yes, they did.
It's about time.
Yeah. That took a long time.
Yeah, they were mad. Bethesda was mad because Elder Scrolls is in there, right? And they wanted, and Mojang was like, no, we have a new game called Scrolls. And they're like, no, you can't have that. I guess the selling is now, because they announced it, right? We have settled a lawsuit over it. This is what it says. We have settled this lawsuit over the Scrolls, and Mojang says our friends again. As part of the deal, Mojang's forthcoming title will still be called Scrolls, but it must surrender the Scrolls trademark to Bethesda.
Yes.
So, in my opinion, Bethesda wins.
Yeah.
That's there.
Yeah, it depends how you look on it, because, yeah, Bethesda now has the trademark for Scrolls, but Mojang gets to use the title Scrolls for their new game, and that's all they wanted. They didn't want to try to pretend to make it an Elder Scrolls game.
No, it wasn't.
They just wanted to use the name Scrolls as their name. I don't even know why they were such a big deal to begin with.
Because the thing Disney, right? Mickey Mouse. Like, when there was his name, Deadmau5 wanted to use the ears or anything.
So yeah, but that's Disney. They're fucking Legion. Yeah. You're not comparing Bethesda to Disney, are you?
Disney makes way more money.
Yeah. Did you know that since Disneyland opened, 5 people have died there?
I know.
It's completely unrelated, but I just thought I'd throw that in there.
I mean, that's a pretty small amount considering how long they've been open.
And one of them was Connor.
Yeah, I'm a ghost.
Connor's soul. Yeah.
I never had a soul. I'm a ginger.
True story.
Yeah, so it's good for Mojang.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Made one of the biggest games of the year all by himself. That's something to be proud of.
Well, now he's just
he has a team now.
Well, originally he was by himself.
And then once he started making money, he got a team.
Yeah, but that's...
Why not, right?
Yeah, he's not even working on it anymore.
I'd be just paying people if I had that kind of money.
I'd be like, ha, sitting in my gold mansion.
Oh yeah, so that's it for gaming news.
It's all about the money, pre-orders, and past week's sales.
Alrighty, so this week in the charts news, we got some pre-order action. Obviously, Mass Effect 3 won't be at the top of the crown anymore. It's finally out.
Yeah, it got outed by its release.
Yeah. So, this week coming in at number 3 is Kinect Star Wars with 223, give or take, 1,000 copies pre-ordered. Which that I think is cool because it's not really a AAA title, but the fact that it's already in the top there, it's pretty decent.
This is Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 2, we got Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
Working its way up.
Yeah, 228,000.
Still no release date for that?
No. Number one is Diablo 3 at 4.
I'd say it's going to be released in the future.
Oh, terrible.
I know, that was a good one.
Number one is Diablo 3 at 440,000.
Finally at the top.
Yeah.
I don't see anything passing Diablo for a while.
No. Unless I mean, when you look at...
Blizzard decides to fucking ruin it even more somehow. And people start canceling their orders.
Free copies.
339,000 of those are the WoW annual pass.
Yeah. What do you mean 400,000? They haven't had one other one to pre-order just yet.
So yeah, Diablo 3, the most pre-ordered game at the moment.
Alright, and we got the sales for the week of February 26th to March 3rd. We have at number 3, SSX for the Xbox 360 at 225,000.
Quarter of a million for SSX. It's not bad.
Nope.
Number 2 is also SSX with 230,000, so slightly more. And once again, just like last week, a PS3 game has passed the 360 version of the game in sales.
Yeah.
Not by much, but it has, which is odd, because generally Xbox 360 outsells the PlayStation 3. Yeah.
Like, was it December, I think, of last year? Xbox sold 1.7 million consoles, and the PS3 and the Wii didn't sell that many combined. It was like crazy how much they sold that.
And what was the number one selling game last week, Connor?
One Piece Pirate Masu on PS3 with 665,000.
That's a lot of copies. That destroys the SSX, even if you combine them.
Especially for, like, an anime game.
I know, I sure didn't buy it.
No, it was only in Japan. It didn't even come over to North America. But yeah, lots of people in the fucking Asian continents.
What do you expect? They're sick fucks.
We're like, oh, One Piece Pirate Masu.
Oh, I need this game.
Well, buy it. It's crazy. Did you see the video for it? You're, like, turning into a ball, like, stretch punching and shit.
Yeah,
like,
it looks like fucking like made out of rubber.
Yeah.
Shit's cracked up, man.
But yeah, it sold a lot of copies. For a game that didn't even come out in North America. Which is, we ain't got shit on them.
But well, if it came out on Xbox in Japan, it would sell 2 copies.
They sell
109!
They sell Xboxes there?
Yeah. Not anymore.
Well, I think they're like 99% discounted or something. Retarded like that.
Yeah.
So that was our charts for the week. This is the worst episode we've ever done.
Yeah.
We gotta save it here with fucking this.
Not gonna happen, don't try.
What you know about video games?
Yeah?
The game of the week we have is Silent Hill Downpour.
Yeah.
This is our third flagship, as you call it, the flagship of our podcast.
Yeah. WKAV.
And we'll go with, it's called Silent Hill Downpour, and we'll start with you. We'll start with the developers.
All right, so yeah, Silent Hill will be coming out tomorrow. It's the only big game that releases tomorrow, so that's why we chose it. Steve, I know you're a huge Silent Hill fanboy.
Love it all. Love
anything survival horror, Steve is all about. But yeah, so the newest installment, which is Downpour, comes out tomorrow. It's the 8th one in the series.
Yep.
Yeah, so the 8th Silent Hill game. It's a lot of Silent Hill.
This one's made by a new company.
Yeah, this one is being developed by Vatra Games, which I checked them out. They haven't made really anything. This is their second game. Their first one was fuck all. I don't even think it was a full game.
Well, like, you know, when you're starting, like, you got Konami looking over your shoulder, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. So. Yeah, so yeah, developed by Vatra Games and.
Published by Konami, one of my favorite developers.
There you go.
Release date, March 13, 2012.
That'll be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Coming out on both the PS3 and the Xbox 360.
And of course, one of my favorite genres, survival horror.
There you go.
And once again, it's rated M for Mature, PEGI 18.
Good times. And as most games are these days, it'll be on the Unreal Engine 3.
Yep.
Nice. It's a good engine.
For sure.
I can't wait to see 4.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the plot of the game is... You are in this place called Silent Hill, and that's the whole plot.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. You just go in and you quit, and it's like, game over, you lose. That's true.
It's a shitty game.
Downpour will follow Murphy Pendleton, prisoner who is stranded in the town of Silent Hill after the prison transport vehicle. Yeah. Crashes, veers off the road, and you fall into the woods.
Yeah. So yeah, you start off as Murphy, and you're chilling in prison. Because you're allegedly
in there because you murdered someone.
Yeah. I heard it's your...
Spoilers. They're not sure, but you're in prison for whatever reason. And
I know why. I just don't want
to... You're getting transported from the prison, and when you're in the bus, you're arguing with one of the other characters in the game, and the bus driver turns around, and he's like, what's that bullshit all about? And then...
No. There's the officer of the game, which is a girl who kind of reminds me of Sybil Bennett. She is like, hey, settle down here. And she hits the thing. And then the bus driver's like, what's going on with this commotion? And then they crash.
As he turns to look behind them, they crash off the side of the fucking cliff.
Yeah.
And into the spooky woods. And that's where you start off in Silent Hill. Mm-hmm. So what's the gameplay like in these Silent Hill games?
Survival horror.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, it's like every game. There's combat. Well, this Silent Hill, depends on the one, right? But this one's all about puzzle solving and then survival horror. And combat, and there's combat. You can pick up, random objects, there's rocks and cinder blocks, and you can throw them at birds and throw them at lights. And just decision-making, you can, spoiler alert, one of the ones is at the very start, when you're running through the woods, the officer, I can't remember her name now, it's pissing me off.
Cunningham.
That's what it is, okay. Mm-hmm. And she's chasing you, and she's like, wait right there. He's like, I wasn't trying to escape. Oh, yeah, so the cups just fell off, she says, right? So she's swimming across this tiny little crater, right? It's just like this giant crater, but the tiny little ledge.
Yep.
And she falls, and there's, boom, decision, save her or walk away, right? And there's a spoiler.
Is she sexy?
You. That's all right.
I'd save her.
Yeah, well, he goes to save her, right? This is one that you can pick. And then he goes to save her, and he's like, just wait there. And he goes to grab her, and she falls. Right? So,
she die? Break a leg?
I don't know.
Probably falls down this big pit.
So that's the very start of the game.
Times?
Third person view, of course, all most real engines are. Yeah. Over the shoulder, or, it's the same.
For sure. Alright, so that basically covers the campaign as well. So yeah, the main character that you're playing is Murphy Pendleton. You know anything about him that you can tell us? Other than the fact that he's a criminal?
Yeah, well, supposedly he's a criminal. Supposedly he murdered his wife and kid.
Sick. That's what I heard.
And then, but also, spoiler alert, the very beginning, your neighbor is in, you start off in the prison, right? And he's like, you're like, turn the showers on, and the camera's
whoa!
Yeah.
It's
fucking weird, yeah.
It sounds like your type of game.
It's like, oh, right? And then the fat neighbor comes in, and he's in a towel, right? And he's like, you don't remember me? He's like, who are you? Guards, he's looking for the guards. And all of a sudden, you're like, then you fucking start killing him. Because you think, I think that he killed your family.
And framed you?
And framed you or something? That's or something's sick. Going on there? Like, well, I don't know. I haven't played
just
it.
Just like law abiding citizen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then
Gerald Butler in it?
Well, also, rain is supposed to be a significant thing because that's why it's called Down Boy, right? Yeah.
Is Pure Man Head in it?
Yeah. How did he get his name?
He has a pyramid shaped metal thing on his head.
Exactly. He has a giant sword. Thinks he's Cloud Strife.
But he has got the skills for writing, man. Yeah.
Well, what else
they do, man? Like, they're. Have you ever played a Silent Hill?
Hey, there are this guy with this giant triangle type thing on his head.
He also wears Astro's chest, doesn't he?
It's kind of like a pyramid. What should we call him? I got it. We'll call him Pyramid Head.
Yeah, but the stories they write are just freaking crazy.
Oh, just rising on that.
But the stories they write are just crazy. Homecoming, how crazy Homecoming was.
Oh, yeah.
And, you're in more spoilers, you're in a town that is right on the border of Silent Hill. Called Shepherdsville. I think that's what it's called. Shepherd's Glen or something, right? And the premise of it is they have kids, but during a certain time of a couple of years, 10 years or whatever, you have to sacrifice one of your kids for Silent Hill. Or then they come and get you, right? And I guess the main character, him and his brother, were going fishing, right? And he's like, look what dad gave me. He's supposed to tell me. And it's the family ring. And he's like, give me that ring. Well, it's a piece of crap. And he throws it, right? And they lose it. And they're trying to look for it. And I guess he hits his brother over the head and kills him. And he falls in the lake.
Oh, damn.
And instead of sacrificing his other kid, because they were supposed to sacrifice the main character, right? Because, he didn't love his son. He made sure he hated him so he didn't feel anything for him.
Yeah.
Right? And then that's just nuts, eh? That was the premise of that game. He was supposed to die and
is that the game where you start off in a crazy house and you're trying to escape?
No, isn't that where the Wii one, isn't that?
No, that's Shattered Mirrors.
Yeah.
No,
one where you're in an insane asylum and you keep seeing him, and he's like, through the, is that Homecoming? Because I played that for
I was going to say, you played it for like 10 minutes, and you're like, I'm done. One and done.
Literally, it is. Or like, what's three? The Room? Where you're the little blonde girl?
No, number three was just, called, it was, no, number four is The Room. Number three is just.
What's the one where you're the one
you're
Harry,
you're, what's your name? Harry Mason's daughter, I think.
Yeah, is that three?
Yeah, it's three, yeah.
Harry's I played daughter. The demo for that one for like 20 minutes.
That's a creepy bunny guy in the carnival.
Turn it off. Man. I generally can't play any Silent Hill game for more than half an hour.
I tried playing Shad Dimension, but I don't like the Wii controller, so.
Buy it on PS2 then.
It is a.
Buy it on PS2. Really? I didn't find it scary because. Number one,
Skyward Sword was a shitty game because of the controls.
Controls are so much better than Twilight Princess.
I'll give it that.
But yeah, like Silent Shattered Memories, I didn't find scary because number one, you can't fight them; you're just running from them the whole time.
Yeah,
there's no giant scissor guys in it. Sorry,
no. Was his name Scissorhead?
Scissor Hands.
No, Scissor Hands is from Clock. Scissor Hands is from Clock Tower, boys. Let's get our survival horror genres right here, okay?
Never played Clock Tower.
It's fucking
never heard of it.
It's not that fun.
The scariest game I played was Resident Evil 5.
What? You were scared because it wasn't as good as you thought? I enjoyed Resident Evil 5.
All right, so yeah, main character, Murphy Pendleton. Also, as we discussed, the corrections officer lady that you can choose to save or not, but either way, she falls, so...
But we don't know for sure what happens
after. What happens, I'm sure she has more roles afterwards. Her name is Anne Cunningham.
Yep.
Also, one of the main characters is a post office worker named Howard Blackwood.
He's black.
Yeah,
no, black. I'm
just he is black.
I know. I've seen him.
But yeah. Other than that, generally, there's not too many characters in Silent Hill games. They want to isolate you, to add to the effect of being afraid.
A lot of exploration, I find that I've seen so far in gameplay and stuff. Yeah.
If you have a lot of characters just running around and filling the world, it's not going to be too scary.
Like the creepy. I always find the creepiest things. You know, was, like when there's like wheelchairs or like swings and they're swinging here. Creak. Creak, that always just creeps me out. Like, you always get that, like, you turn the lights down low or turn the lights off and you just watch that screen and you it brings it to the atmosphere. Yeah. I find that's what I always do. Playing 2 o'clock in the morning and I hear creak, creak, creak. This guy's getting scared.
You guys need to sleep over today. All right, so that's our game of the week. What you know about games comes out tomorrow. It's the only game that's worth paying any amount of money for tomorrow, in my opinion. Definitely check it out.
Video games we've been playing, bitches.
Bloody hell.
Hey, guys, games that you've been playing? Anything, Steve?
Why don't we just all say the first one we're going to play?
I haven't been playing Mass Effect 3 at all.
Well, my list is the shortest one this week ever in the world. The
shortest.
Yeah. Usually my list is the longest because, you know. But all this week I've only played Mass Effect 3 and I beat it already and I started playing it on Insanity.
Super easy.
It's super easy. It's like Connor's mom easy.
Oh!
Just kidding. No, that's opposite. It's really hard, but yeah. And then I also played Mass Effect Infiltrator on the iPhone.
Nice, you got
it's
it.
Actually, yeah, it's like you're a Cerberus agent, and the starting is, you're on your mission, you got all these bionic implants, right? And you're on your first mission to find Turin, right? To look for some, because it doesn't really explain. And then you go back to your, the base, and then they attack you, so you kill them. And then you're going to see the doctor, and the doctor's getting attacked, and that's as far as I made it so far. But yeah, it's good.
Good times.
It's weird, though, because, like, you know, it's, like, exactly the same as, like, playing the game, but, like, touch controls, right? So, like, you gotta get used to, like, the ducking. You can't just aid a duck. You gotta run close, and sometimes you gotta touch the barrier, and sometimes the slide doesn't work as good, like, if you're flipping over barriers and stuff.
Interesting.
Still pretty good. I want to buy it on an iPad. I bet it'll look
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be good on an iPad, I think.
Times. What have you been playing, Connor?
Mass Effect.
Fuck you.
I started playing Star Wars The Old Republic again. Love that game.
Good times.
Yeah. Started playing Super Mario Land 3D Land on the 3DS.
That's so long ago. Where you been?
I haven't touched my 3DS in about 2 months.
What's the 3DS?
And two iPhone games, Beat Hazard and Hero Academy.
Sounds pretty gay.
Beat Hazard is fun. It uses the music from your library and makes levels and stuff off.
Rhythm games are so 5 years ago, man.
No, it's not. It's like a twin stick shooter.
Oh, yeah. So it's still a rhythm game.
Cool story, bro. Yeah. Right, games that I've been playing, obviously Mass Effect 3. Played it, beat it, love it. Good times. I've also been playing Borderlands finally. Finally gave it a shot. It's really fun. I like it. I could see that if I was playing with other people, I would get super addicted to it. But playing on its own, not so much. But it's still a fun game.
I don't like playing with anyone else.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like an MMO
shooter. People just make me mad when I play with them.
Right, because you get XP and there's quests to do, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, so.
Like quests.
Be fun with other people. Also, I've been playing Sims 3 Showtime. Made the new place. Made me and Katy Perry a house.
Carrie Perry.
Yeah. 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 Me and Carrie Perry. Got a house. I'm a singer and she's also a singer.
No, really? Yeah. Never seen that
one. I'm making mad cheddar. It's good. Good times. That's about it.
I hope you don't have to really sing like through a microphone, right?
That would be amazing. Yeah. All right, and that's all I've been playing. All right, games we're looking forward to. So one game coming out sometime in your future. Coming out before Connor ever will.
Just come on already. That we already know.
That we're excited to play. We do this every week. We've got some good games coming out, but there's always more. Steve, with your good back, what are you deciding to play? Or looking forward to playing one day in the future?
I don't know yet. I'm just kidding. Resistance, Burning Skies.
Oh.
It is going to be the first first-person shooter on the Vita, which I'm excited to play. Because you got dual sticks now.
Nice.
And that's going to be good. It's not being developed by...
Insomniac?
Nope. Which is weird. Because I read an article about them. They're done right now with Resistance. They don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah,
which is weird because they do. Don't they do Ratchet and Clank?
And I'm pretty sure they're done with that.
I was going to say, what are they going to do then? Because they have like 900 Ratchet and Clanks and then 5 of these, right? But it's called like Nathalistic, or I can't remember what it's called. Software, right? And it's coming out August. Oh, it was announced August 17th, 2012. And I can't remember the release date. I think it's like, I'm going to say May 29th or something. May.
Soon.
Yeah, I want to play it.
TM. Alright, Connor, what game are you looking forward to playing?
The game I'm looking forward to is the most pre-ordered game right now, Diablo 3. Even though I'm in the beta, I'm still playing that a bit, and I'm loving it.
Yeah?
Loving every minute!
Not every minute, but...
Every...
You're loving putting hit Q? Heal.
Q, yeah, heal. Q. Heal. Heal.
You know what it's going to be? Right trigger on your Xbox control.
Yeah. No, that's going to be for your... your two basic set of attacks are get mana and then use mana.
Oh,
so your right trigger is going to be your use mana.
Good times. The game that I'm looking forward to this week is Hitman Absolution. I love the Hitman series. I've always been a huge fan of them. The Hitman movie was amazing, but huge fan of the series in general. This one's IO Interactive, being published by Square Enix, and it's supposed to come out this year sometime. So that'll be another juggernaut to throw into the fall releases. But yeah, I think it's going to be amazing.
I thought it was funny when we were working at HAPS and you'd ask Kyle, how do you kill this guy a certain way? And there's like so many different ways to kill him.
Yeah, there's so many different ways
like,
that you could go.
Well, the house party one, I love how like there's just a guy jogging and you got to get rid of him. So you kill him and you throw him down the sewer. You're like, boom, manhole cover. Eh? You throw him. And then the guy's swimming in the pool and you can kill him. Like you can drown him. You can shoot him. And there's so many ways to kill everything.
That's what I love about it, because then you can play through it multiple times and do it different.
There's so many different ways to kill people.
You can be stealth, you can just fucking run in there and shoot
people. It's hard though in that game to just
gun and gun.
Yeah, it's cool putting on costumes of people you kill.
I
mean, that was like one of the first things they showed in the reveal trailer.
Yeah, it's gonna be
the reveal trailer is just him beating everybody up though, which is weird because
there's a chick showering.
It was weird because like to me it doesn't seem like it's more of a stealth game than this one. It more seemed like an action game.
And then, like,
game.
At the end, you see him in, like, the Bobby suit walking out.
It's going to be amazing.
Can't wait.
I can't wait, yeah. Good times. Okay, with this week's episode being as short as it is, not too much new news or games coming out, we did something to fill the time, so I came up with a little... it's not a game. What we would do is we're going to go through a list of consoles that have come out.
Oh, okay.
From the Atari all the way to the
Atari.
PS Triple, which is the most recent. And we're going to say the first game that we bought for that console and what we thought about it.
Oh,
I didn't buy pretty much any
Atari, game. Atari, I didn't buy anything.
So we'll start off. Atari, I never bought
one. Oh, Asteroids.
Did you buy Atari?
Yeah. Yeah, you bought it on Atari? Kid. Well, I didn't buy it because I was too young.
Well, obviously.
So, which game did you not?
Yeah, but you owned an Atari when it came
out? Yeah, my parents had one, and I'm pretty sure it was Asteroid. Pretty
good
sure.
Times. Yeah, I never owned an Atari.
Neither did I.
Did you have a ColecoVision?
No.
I can't remember if it was a
there's so many consoles.
It had, like, the buttons and one of the games was in the wheel. I can't remember what. I think it was ColecoVision.
My mom had one of those.
Put his dick in the controller and just...
No, this one.
But yeah,
I broke it again! Sorry, Mom.
There's so many consoles that we're obviously going to skip a bunch. Because we're not going to go through every single version, blah, blah, blah. We're
like just going to try to hit
the main ones, yeah. So after that, in 1983, came out the NES.
In Japan.
Nintendo Entertainment System. Right?
Yeah.
Steve, did you own one when it came out?
Yes.
What was the first game you got remember?
That I remember playing?
Yeah, we're not asking about favorites or best. What was the kid? First game that you remember owning for it?
When I first got one, I think it was when I graduated, I was like five, and I got it for junior kindergarten after whatever, I was young. Yeah. I remember I had Zelda, Final Fantasy, Super Contra.
You're really bad at this. What was the first game?
You bought them all back. Yeah.
What was the first one you grabbed?
I ever played? Yeah. That's so hard, man.
I know. It'll get easier as we go. Because it's going to be the hardest at the beginning.
I can't remember that. I don't remember the first one.
Connor, did you own an NES when it came out?
No. Apparently I had an SNES. I don't even remember that.
I never had an NES when it first came out. All my friends did. Like, I remember playing it a lot when I was a kid. But I never actually owned one because we were way too poor back then.
Well, I wasn't even born
yet. The
first NES that I actually owned was this summer, which technically it is an NES. It was a retro console for it. But yeah, I never bought it when it came out.
What's the first game you played?
When I got it, was Battletoads with you.
Oh, yeah. What I can remember now is probably, I think, the first memory I remember of NES is first Final Fantasy, and it was freaking hard when I was little.
More so than, like, the first game I never owned them, but the first game I ever played was Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah?
With the Duck Hunt, the 2-in-1 combo pack.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first one I remember playing. That's probably most people's first memory of a video game.
RPG?
Final Fantasy, you know, and I've never.
Of course, I own those games. Like, yeah, I have so much memories of playing 3. Like,
all right, we're gonna take a boost up to the Sega Genesis. Came out in 93. Did you own a Sega Genesis? When it
yes,
came out? I did.
Altered Beast. That's the first game I remember playing
on it.
That's the first. I love that game so much.
For me, it was the Sonic game. I can't remember what it was called.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Sonic 2.
Yeah. And you could, like, stack them
Sonic
up.
And, Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah, you could stack them up and then shit.
I didn't own one, but my neighbor did. And I used to go over to his house and play. And the first game I remember playing for the Genesis was a Terminator game. I'm not sure which one it was.
That's bad.
Side-scrolling Terminator on the Genesis. Yeah, we played the shit out of that. And if we wanted to stop playing, we just had to pause it and turn the TV off because there's no saving.
Yeah. All right. I heard do that in Mega Man all the time.
Never played it. All right, boosting up to the Super Nintendo system, 1990. Did you get a Super Nintendo when it came out?
Actually.
Or relatively close to when it came out?
I had my auntie bought one. Yeah. I pretty much, she like gave it to me. But like my parents didn't buy one. It was the first system they didn't buy me. But the first game that I remember playing on Super Nintendo, what was it? Super Mario World.
Yeah? That's a great game. I got a Super Nintendo for my 8th birthday. I remember it was the first present I remember really getting. And yeah, the first game, I got a few games with it. Super Mario was one of them.
Yeah.
But the first game I ever played, I still remember to this day, is Maximum Carnage.
Oh,
I got it previously
the red
used.
Cart. Yeah, the red cart.
We had our birthday at an ish. And my mom's like, happy birthday, Carlos. And she gave it to me in a cardboard box. So I know it was like garage sale or something. It wasn't new.
Probably
stole
it. Yeah. Robbed a kid on the street.
And there was a bunch of games with it. And one of them was Super Mario World. But the only game that wasn't gray was this one red cartridge. I was like, what is this? And Carnage is on the cover. So I was like, I'm going to play this. It's different. It's not gray like all the other games. Yeah, Maximum Carnage.
That was always Venom.
Such a great game.
I always played that.
So that was the first Super Nintendo game I ever played.
For me, it was Super Mario as well. Yeah.
Such a great game, though.
No, it's probably... Yeah.
Well, it came with the system when I got it, so...
Yeah.
All right, moving up. 1993. The Jaguar. Time to play some Jag. No? Any of you guys own the Jaguar?
I'm not Atari guy.
No, I never owned a Jaguar. No, neither of you guys? Yeah, fuck that. All right. Moving up. I know I own this one. 1994. The PlayStation. PlayStation.
You're not going to talk about the, what about the Sega CD and the Sega?
That's like all with the Genesis.
Oh, you count that as a Genesis?
Okay. Yeah. Do you okay, Sega CD, it's all, yeah, it's all.
No, I don't.
You needed the original to play.
32X, I remember the first game I played was a...
Right, but even the CD,
Rogue,
you needed the original.
It was like a
original.
Rogue Squadron Star Wars game on the 32X.
You needed the Sega to play it, so I just grouped it all together. But yeah, PlayStation, it's just called PlayStation, because you can't call it PlayStation 1, because that came out later.
Yeah, that's true.
It's little fuck.
They call it PSX, actually.
Yeah, so the PlayStation, I had one.
Yeah.
That was actually the only thing that I can remember my entire life.
Didn't you put 64 ahead of it, though? Didn't 64 release first?
Yeah, 64 came out first.
We're just going by this. PlayStation, okay?
Final Fantasy VII.
That's the first game you played, right? Yeah.
I bought it just for
Final
Fantasy.
You know how I got
a
PlayStation? My dad gave it to me. Also previously used. Because my family's way too poor.
Yeah,
he robbed somebody.
Yeah, I remember back when I actually still talked to him a little bit, so I must have been under the age of
13.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember the PlayStation came out, and I was like, I want this. And my mom was like, fuck you, you're not getting a PlayStation, right? We're poor. Go buy you an action figure, right? But yeah, so I asked him for one, and he sent me one, but it came in like a cardboard box, so he must have stole it or bought it off fucking Swap and Shop or something
just
like that.
Just rob his next door neighbor.
Right? But yeah, so it came with that. It came with one controller, and it also came with one game, and that was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
That's a great game, though.
I played that game hours and hours and hours all day, and back then I was like, this music is so cool, because that's like when I first started listening to music. Yeah, just such a great game compared to what they've done to the series the last few years.
Lied?
Yeah.
Too bad this plastic board the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
man.
But back then, that was amazing.
I actually remember getting my PlayStation. Do you remember the... Oh, what was it? Basically the pawn place in town back when...
Bill's secondhand.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, got it there and we got...
By Dino's?
By Dino's. Yeah, that place.
The Richards guy, whatever.
Yeah, and it was a... Ballerina Toshindo or something like that.
What is that?
Like
I had a whole bunch of shitty games on PS1 that I can remember too.
I still have that game.
Oh man.
I still have it because it was the first game we ever got with her. And we played the shit out of it because it was a fighting game. It was like one of the first 3D fighters. Yeah. It looked like shit.
Turn that bitch on. PlayStation.
Yeah.
So good.
I still remember that. PlayStation.
Alright.
It was awesome.
Can I just mention one more thing about PlayStation?
What?
I remember we're playing... Well, I'll wait till after we talk about the 64 because I'll talk about the differences.
Hey. Sega Saturn. At least 94. I never owned one. Did you? It didn't last long.
No.
Nope.
Did I have one?
That was the year after I was born.
I never owned one. I was never a Sega guy, but my buddy had one. I think it was a Lunar... I love Lunar.
All right, moving up to the
big
leagues. 64-bit bitches.
Yeah.
Well, I guess PlayStation was too. But Nintendo 64, released in 96. First game you got for it.
You have to ask that question?
Yeah.
Ocarina of Time.
That was?
Yeah.
You didn't get it. Well, that wasn't a launch title, so you didn't
I didn't get it. I didn't buy it on launch.
Yeah. Ocarina of Time, eh?
Yeah. And then second was Mario, of course.
Yeah.
But the
Mario 64?
Mario 64.
Mario 64 was the first one you ever played?
Yeah.
For me, it was Mario 64.
For the longest time, that was the only game I had for it.
Exactly. But I didn't get that, so that I must have, like,
I bought it
what my parents bought or something. The first video game that I ever remember buying on any platform, like, myself, like, I'd save the money, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I'll do this, too. So
right?
I remember mine.
Was for the 64. And it was GoldenEye 007.
Yes.
Nice.
Right? So I remember, because back when I was younger, I used to go to Thunder Bay a lot, right? Because that's where my step-grandparents lived. Right, so we went up there, and my mom would give me a certain amount of money to buy just random shit while I was up there.
Oh, she gave you?
Right, and she gave me $100 to go up for 2 weeks or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I was staying up there, which is a lot of money then. Well, it's still a lot of money for a kid, right?
Yeah.
I was super young. And
nowadays, kids...
Yeah, so... My grandma took me to the mall, right? She's like, do you want to buy anything? Some action figures, Legos and shit. Pokemon cards were big at the time.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, no, let's go to fucking EB Games, Electronic Boutique. And I was like, I want this. And it was GoldenEye 007 for the N64. And it was like $98 or something ludicrous. I swear to God. Right? And she's like, that's all your money. You're not going to have any money for the rest of the week. And I was like, I don't care. I want this game. I've
seen it in like Game Pro magazine and blah blah blah. I was like, yeah. I gots to have it.
I feel old now.
Yeah. So that was the first game I ever bought, and it sucked because I bought it like the second day I was there, and I was there for 2 weeks, and I didn't have my 64 with me. So I just had
torture,
the game.
That's
yeah,
torture.
I just had the game for
probably
like 2 weeks.
Read the shit of that.
Yeah, read the manual, and then when I got home, cult classic. How many people have spent so much time playing that?
That was
first
probably
console,
my
first person shooter
favorite. N64 game, my fondest.
What was the first one you played? Oh, Mario.
Yeah, 64.
Yeah, that's probably the only... That's probably one of the first consoles I didn't buy on release.
Yeah.
Bought a PlayStation. But yeah, the thing of that, the first game I remember buying when I was a kid, Earthbound on the Super Nintendo. It came in a giant case like this, and you got... it was like a strategy guide, because most RPGs came with a strategy guide, and there was like a scratch and sniff, and it smelled all shitty. Like, yeah, that's that. It's like,
smells like dick.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Whoa, how do you do it? No, I don't want to know.
I put it back in the box.
I remember $100 and something. I was cutting grass. I saved up for that, right? Well, most of the stuff back in the day was like, if I saved up half, my mom would pay half.
Yeah.
So she'd give me money for it. But yeah, like, so I remember buying it at Zeller's. Yeah, Zellers. I remember buying Zellers, and I was so happy when I got that. Such a
great
game.
Time. All right, after that, the Dreamcast in 1998. Did you ever own one? I never did.
Nope. I did.
You owned a Dreamcast?
Yeah, I had a Dreamcast.
Holy shit, the console that neither me and Steve owned?
Yeah, my buddy Matt, he bought it on release day, and the first game I remember playing is Resident Evil Code Veronica. He didn't have a save card for it. Like, it was a little memory card.
Yeah.
And you could play, like, a little stupid
Yeah, you'd have to stick it into the controller.
Whoa, pervert. But he didn't buy one, right? I'm like, why didn't you buy a memory card? So we stayed up all freaking night playing it, right? And then we're on the ship part when there's, like, you're fighting a guy, and the cargo gets loose, and he got hit, and we died, and we lost all that time. I was like, no!
Sick, bro. Yeah. So you had a Dreamcast?
Yeah,
that's
I had a Dreamcast.
First game you remember buying for it? Or
we got two games. One was an NFL game.
Okay.
It was awesome back then. And one
It was.
I can't even find this game anymore, but I remember it was some sort of racing game, but it wasn't like a car racing. You played with like penguins and shit, like different animals, and like you slid down icy
stuff. Diddy Kong Racing? I love that game!
Yeah, it was so messed up. I can't even find it anymore. I don't remember the
Interesting.
Title. But yeah, I played the shit out of that game.
Alright. 2001. This little console that looks like a fucking lunchbox came out, the Nintendo GameCube. Did you buy one when it came out, or own one, the Nintendo GameCube?
Launch day.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, day one you bought it? I've never owned a GameCube, even to this day.
You don't like the purple lunchbox?
Fuck no.
I have a purple lunchbox, and then I bought a black one because it came with a... What was it called? Oh, it had the classic Zelda. And you got a demo of Wind Waker. No, wait, was that the different one? Well, that was a different one. But you got Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, the first Legend of Zelda, and then Legend of Zelda 2's Link's Quest.
Yeah.
The first game I remember playing is, of course, I bought Luigi's Mansion. Like, I just remember when it came out, because, like, I thought it was, like, it was amazing graphics to me. Like, I remember when you're opening a door as Luigi and his hand shaking.
Yeah.
And he's opening the door. That was crazy. And then Wave Race, there's a bubble. And you can move the bubble around. It looks so real and make ripples in the water. Nowadays, that's crap. But it was so good.
First game I got for it was James Bond Agent Under Fire.
Yeah. Oh, that's the first game I played for it.
Yeah.
That's because my cousin Megan owned it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never owned a GameCube.
Fucking the grappling hook, you just hang from a ceiling, cap, someone runs through the hallway, you just weigh him down.
Yeah. Good
times. I like that game.
Alright. Moving up, big leagues here. The PlayStation 2.
Oh, that's easy.
2000. First game you ever got for it.
I'll tell you what happened first, though.
Oh, a little backstory.
Yeah, everyone, like my buddy Joel bought one first. Right?
Okay.
And so then I was like, well, I got to buy one. So then me and my brother got some money together and we went to Zeller's at the time and we bought it. And the only game that we got was Gran Turismo 3. That was the first, And we went home and we played the shit out of that game. Unlocked everything.
Times.
Yeah. Gran Turismo 3.
Oh.
Connor, PlayStation 2?
I'm trying to think. The only game I can think about right now. Like, I knew we had games before that, I just can't remember them, but the only game I remember is Kingdom Hearts.
You sick prick.
I played that too, but the first game I remember is... I bought that launch.
Is it like Kingdom Hearts or Final Fantasy X?
First game I got when it came out was Smuggler's Run.
which was it was like a racing car game by Rockstar. This is before they started making Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I played that on my cousin.
It was badass. It was such a great game.
Oh, I've tried to play that actually. When did I try to play that? Like maybe last year, and it sucks now. like most games, like nostalgic games, I love to play, but that game I cannot get into.
Yeah, it was fun back then. I remember I went over to my friend Jordan's house, and his brother had a PlayStation 2 and had the game, and I was like, yes, I need to buy this console just to play this game. It was just
Did you buy one?
Yeah.
Did you have to kill someone for it?
Yeah, I'm still in debt for it, I think.
That makes sense.
All right, 2001. Xbox. Microsoft joins the fucking fray. It's not just Nintendo and Sony anymore.
Fuck my
Xbox One. What was the first game you remember playing for it?
Me?
Yep.
I actually bought it and I didn't buy Halo. The first game I played was Jade Empire by BioWare.
Yeah, nice, sir.
Yep. It's the first game I remember playing.
It's a good game. Yep. I can't complain with that. Kari, do you ever own an Xbox?
Yeah, I had it with the Duke controller.
It was seriously like so a big, monster.
Yeah. Halo, actually.
Halo? Was like, the first one you played?
No, sorry, Fable. It's Fable. Because we got the Crystal Edition that came with Fable and.
That didn't come with a Duke, did it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It came with an S.
We did have a Duke, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Came with Fable and I forget the other game. I didn't give a shit about that.
It was,
Crimson Sky.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what it is. Yeah.
No, I love Crimson Sky. Fable was the first one because my brother just kept him talking about it. So I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And it fucking was.
Good times.
Yeah.
Shit.
I got an Xbox, like, it wasn't right on launch day, but it was close to that. And yeah, the first game I got for it, Dead or Alive, was 3, I think.
Yeah,
was
I
that the one that
one.
Came with? No, that was a different one. There's
Dead or Alive 3, and that was... Up until then, the only fighting games I played on Super Nintendo was Mortal Kombat. And then other than that, I played Street Fighter on Super Nintendo as well. But I hadn't played any on, like... There's not a lot of fighting games other than Smash Brothers on, like, Nintendo consoles since then. And I don't think I played any on PlayStation.
Because
I was never a Tekken fan or anything like that. So this is the first, like, better graphics than, you know, 16-bit, 32-bit and stuff that I'd played. And ever since then, I've loved the Dead or Alive series.
Makes
some
sense.
Good physics there. Caught my adolescence attention.
Nice gay. I'm gonna air that out. But right. I'm thinking, like, next episode, if it's short too, we could do, like, a top 10 of our fighting games or top 10. Like, we have a lot of stuff.
Hey,
keep going.
Next, 2005, the Xbox 360 is released. Right now, the juggernaut of consoles.
Well. Not really.
Wii doesn't count.
Just because it sold so much more?
Yeah.
This game for that.
Well, technically, I don't... The only reason I think Kinect sells more is because of Kinect.
Xbox 360. I got the first one in Kenora.
Yeah. I lived in Winnipeg. But
So the game that I got for it was Call of Duty 2.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Call of Duty that launched with it.
Mine's a different
That came out on the launch date. It was supposed to be Perfect Dark, but we didn't get Perfect Dark here in the town. Right, we got it a week later.
Yeah,
but it was supposed to be a launch title. Yeah. But yeah, it would have been Perfect Dark, but instead I got Call of Duty because we didn't get it in. And yeah, I remember playing that and being like, these graphics are so ridiculously good.
I remember playing one before they released them. You could play one in Future Shop when I lived in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta have one, so I got one.
Yeah.
And
just
in Winnipeg, they released the games before, and I bought Condemned Criminal Origins.
Yes, I got Condemned as well.
So that's the first game I played. I bought Condemned.
That was a great game too.
And Xbox 360.
I also got Gun, remember?
Yeah.
Western.
Yeah.
And I got, was it Cadillo or Cameo?
Cameo
or something. Yeah. But yeah, I got
I still have that one.
Yeah.
I still have Condemned and that one. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I remember just playing them and compared to PlayStation 2 and that. Such a leap in graphics. It was ridiculous. Like, you just don't see that anymore now. It's just progressively good. You're like, oh, these graphics are good, but it's not, like, huge.
Because there's hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, Call of Duty 3.
Yeah?
3, eh? When they didn't get one that late? Oh, shit. You didn't get one on release?
I don't... I still had one of the fat ones, so that failed so much.
Well, of course. You didn't release a slim one for how many years after?
Yeah, but six?
Well, like, mine never broke. I had the original, I had the first one.
Until you got robbed? Did you just get robbed?
Yeah. I got robbed and they stole, but I never, I had the
original. I bet it failed 2 days later.
Yeah, I had the original Xbox and it never read
right. I had mine for 4 years. Four years.
It was good.
I've been through three fat Xboxes.
So
I've
not
been
all,
nine Xboxes. Yeah.
I also got the first PlayStation 3 that came out in this town, which was released 2006. And the first game I got with it, I got a bunch, but the first one that I remember buying, because they wouldn't sell it till whatever, the next morning. Right, but I went in the night before, and the games were obviously out and stuff. So the first game that I bought was Tony Hawk's Project 8, which was fitting because the first PlayStation game I got was Tony Hawk.
Yeah,
so it was
pretty
good.
Funny.
Yeah, but yeah, and even then it was still okay, but you could see that Tony Hawk's is starting to go downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my first PS3 game. What about you?
Resistance, Fallen Man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a good one. The only game I bought for it when it first came out. It's the only one I wanted to play, and I did. It was awesome.
Seems like so long ago, eh?
Well, I know.
It was only like
I remember,
5 years ago.
I actually remember playing Resistance in Frontline. That's how long ago it was.
I know. It was me, you, and who else was with us? It was John?
Ashton.
And Ashton?
John wasn't with us. It was Ashton.
Yeah, and we were all playing and we were like on that roof where the roofs were the roof level and stuff. Yeah.
I remember they had that big shitty DLP TV and we're sitting in our gaming chairs playing.
Yeah.
And it's just
a
crap.
So good. And then like Warhawk, fucking Lair, like all the original games.
Oh, man. I don't remember playing Lair there, but I played it. Man. I bought it. It's so bad. I beat it. I don't know why I beat it. I thought I was drunk.
The last one on the list, Nintendo Wii.
You didn't talk about PlayStation 3?
Oh, well, he's just standing there quietly drinking.
I was letting you finish your story. Mine was one that came with my PlayStation 3. Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots.
I fucking love Metal Gear Solid.
The only reason why I bought that console is because it was going to be the last fat one be released.
Good game.
I love
never it. I played like, I'd say about an hour of it. Because I never played a Metal Gear game before. So I was so lost.
Oh, it's
Metal Gear.
It's like playing a cinematic movie, man. It's crazy. Like, the cutscenes are so long in that game. And you feel like, some of them are, I swear, they're like an hour, man. You're just sitting there just
they
drinking
are,
your
the
pop.
Little radio scenes. It's like, fuck
off. Well, they had a lot more video in the new one, right?
Yeah.
Good times. So, the Wii. Best-selling console. In a long time. Out of these gens. Was the first game you got for... We're not going to include Wii Sports because that's a given.
Most of them
came with it, so they force you to get that. So that doesn't count.
It was awesome.
With the exception of Wii Sports was the first game.
Well,
I'll
tell
the
story
Wii.
First. Is I remember going down there and no one was there. I went to Zeller's and there was not one single person in there. I was like, this is awesome. Went there, but like right when it opened, like I didn't in line. I thought there was going to be a big lineup because no one knew it. No one wanted a Wii. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then I guess like years, like was it a couple months later, everyone's like, I need a Wii. How can you get a Wii? And then like there's waiting lists of a bazillion things, right? But I bought, the very first day I bought was I bought like, got my Wii, Twilight Princess. First game I ever played. They released it and that's probably why I bought it on release day because they had a Zelda game with
good
it.
Good times.
Mine was Twilight Princess. I bought it even before I had a Wii.
There you go. Good times.
It's called a bandwagon.
Yeah. I didn't get a Wii till many, many, probably like over a year.
Yeah.
After it came out, because I just didn't care about it. I had the Xbox and PlayStation. But the first game I remember, the only reason I bought a Wii was so that I could play Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love the Super Smash Bros. Series. Yeah, so I bought that, and then I immediately bought a Wii, and I played that. That was the only game I had for the longest time.
Oh, it's such a good game.
It is.
Good times. Alright, so that's our show for the week. Episode 5 is under wraps now. Thank you for listening. I was your host, Carlos Cordero.
And your Silent Hill man, Steven Orzi.
And I'm Connor Bergman.
Thanks. Signing off.
Cinco, he says.